And so, if you turn in your Bibles, a very familiar passage begins in John 3:16. John chapter 3, verse 16, we'll read down through verse 20, and then we'll go over to Romans. And we'll be in Romans chapter 3 also. So if you want to get your finger in both places, or if you want to just turn there in the middle of it, oh, I don't care. I entitled this message, Haters of Light. John 3:16, here we go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher, and with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this church. And as was mentioned before, we are so thankful for the man that you sent us to be our pastor. We do pray, Lord, as he is traveling back tonight, that you would continue to watch over them, keep them safe, and we'll rejoice with their return. We ask, Lord, this all these things in the name of Christ our Savior, that we would be honoring and glorifying to him in all we do. In whose name we pray, amen. All right, here we go. The news today is unbelievable. The things that are being pushed on society these days would never have flown a quarter of a century ago. I don't think you have to go back that far, but definitely a quarter of a century ago, these things would just not have flown at all. I read a news article about a meeting of education officials from several Midwestern states. A handful of people who openly discuss the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ movement, transgenderism, and keeping parents from knowing that they are helping their children to identify secretly under the cover of darkness. A woman representing the state of Iowa, farmers, conservative people, hardworking, and yet no one that I've heard of has called her out or demanded that she be fired. And then there was a news story from the Alphabet crowd, telling parents and the whole world that they are coming after their kids. We have drag shows with nudity in front of minor children. It's still against the law of the land, but no one is arrested. No one apologizes. And apparently, most of society is just okay with it. Evil operates under a cloak of secrecy. As I said before, Iowa, rural conservative Iowa. I believe the woman from Iowa represented about 5,000 kids. So the Des Moines school district has over 30,000 kids in it. So again, this is not someone from a large liberal city. It's small town USA. It's a place where many of these folks claim to be Christians. And yet, there is still no outcry. And I'm going to go there. While we are ambassadors of Christ and called to love one another, including our neighbors and our enemies, we cannot sit idly by and allow our children to be led astray secretly, their lives destroyed. Our little town of Gillette here, warm and fuzzy little conservative Gillette, full of mostly good people. Why, there's no way we could have educators pushing an evil agenda here in our town. Folks, let's not kid ourselves. This activity seems to be popping up everywhere. And it's all done under secrecy. And states like California, or as I wrote in my notes, Commifornia, are giving these oppressed children from states like ours a safe place from their parents, who have no idea what's going on until it's far enough down the road to nip it in the bud, like they used to do in Mayberry. Brother, what's his name? Cockrell. I chewed him out a little bit after the morning service for stealing my verse that I was going to use tonight. So I came up with those other passages so I didn't start out with what I was going to start with. Salt. What was it used for? Historically, it was used to purify during World War II in the battlefields. Doctors would put salt wrapped up in gauze inside of a wound to prevent infection, or you could say to prevent corruption. What does it feel like when salt is applied to an open wound? Anybody here ever had that? Ouch, it hurts. We live in a time where people don't want the light. It could be that more of them have been given over to a reprobate mind than we realize, as the scripture says in Corinthians. Brother Cocker was right on Sunday. Ye are the salt of the earth, it says in Matthew 5:13. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. We, the church, are called to be salt and light to the lost. I'm thinking maybe we have not done such a good job. Salt. But if I tell them the truth, they won't like it. I mean, we've gotten so far down this path that they need safe spaces. Their feelers are so sensitive these days. John chapter 3, 19 and 20 says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved. And we are called to be soldiers. No, we're called to be good soldiers. 2 Timothy 2:3. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 4 says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. God's people cannot allow their salt to go bad or their light to be diminished, so that we may also be able to say, as Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Boy, I tell you, it's hard times. And you say, well, what if we offend one of these people and they come and burn our church or spray paint graffiti on it? Well, I have a book here called the one-year book of Christian history. On June 26th, I will not read this entire thing, but I will read this from June 26th. On June 26th, 1570, Anabaptist, okay, this is a Dutch guy or something, Joost Verkindert wrote the following letter to his brother and sister-in-law from an Antwerp prison before he was burned at the stake for his faith. Grace, joy, and peace from God, the Heavenly Father, and our dear Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and the consolation of the Holy Ghost, who is the comforter of them that are in any tribulation and sorrow. To him be praise, honor, glory, dominion, power, and majesty forever and ever. Amen. This I wish you for a friendly and cordial greeting, my very dear and beloved brother and your dear wife. Know further that I am still tolerably well according to the flesh and as regards to the spirit. I hope through God's great and unspeakable grace to finish this great and severe conflict with the help of the Most High, from whom we must expect help and comfort to the praise of his holy name. I also received a salutation from you together with the things that were sent to us, which much exhorted us, and it was a great consolation in our tribulation, so that we rejoiced and praised and thanked God that there are still such good-hearted brethren who remember us poor, weak prisoners. How many of us could have that attitude as we were fixing to be burned at the stake? And here we are today, afraid somebody will say something or be offended by something we say. God help us. Anyhow, I feel like I'm the meanest person in the world when I get up here. I feel like I just pull out the knife and start slicing. But it's what the Lord was moving on my heart. I've tried to cut back on reading the news, because I get so upset. And after cutting back a little, I thought to myself, we need to know what's going on. We need to know. But not only do we need to know, we need to be active. We need to be doing something. We need to be shining the light and applying the salt. You know, Sin is injurious to people. And you rub a little salt in those injuries, and yeah, they get feisty. But it's what we're called to do. And I was thinking, I didn't work this into my notes, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyhow. We don't have a good Christian school in this town. I've got grandkids that are in the public school system, and I hate it because I don't trust any of them there. I read too many stories of what's going on and how these do all this stuff covertly and keep it all a secret and think that parents have no rights to say what their kids are taught. Where is this country gone to? The Lord's coming back, folks. He is coming back. I don't think he's going to tolerate much of this. I just don't. I think we're going to see it. You ever think you'd see it, Mrs. Bodie? I hope. That's right. Hang in there a little while. I think he's coming back. Won't be long. I just think. I could be wrong, but the word says he is coming back. Amen. Amen. All right. I'll close in prayer. Father, we do thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for these folks. Pray, Lord, for this church that you would give us courage, strength, and a sense of urgency as we face unknown assaults. We know who the father of all this evil is. We know that this is his terrain for now. We look forward to the day, Father, when you come back. We look forward to the day when you deliver us from this. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray, Lord, for anybody who doesn't know him, that, Lord, that they wouldn't continue as Pharaoh did to harden their heart, but they would turn to you. We ask in Christ's name for his honor, his glory. Amen.